my skin is a reflection of my thought. My skin is a reflection of my thought. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with meditation. My skin is a reflection of my thought. Think about it. Every day we have thoughts by the jillion. We have thoughts about a variety of subjects. We have thoughts that just take us and claim us and make us feel wonderful and make us feel not so wonderful. But my thoughts about my skin are what make my skin what it is. It doesn't matter what my skin is. My skin could be as tough as a person who lived out in the sun all the time. My skin could be as sensitive and gentle as a person who never gets in the sun. And my skin could be like that of a guru, like that of a Hindu master who sits in his cave and meditates and thinks only beautiful thoughts all the time. Now, who in the world is going to sit in a cave and think beautiful thoughts all of the time in this day and age? Well, some people do, but we don't have to. But just imagine, the guru sits in his cave and his skin is impeccable, beautiful, wonderful. Now, we don't have to sit in a cave to have our skin be beautiful and wonderful. We can do anything under the sun and have our skin be beautiful and wonderful. It's just a matter of what our thoughts are that our skin reflects. My skin is a reflection of my thought. Now, what is my thought? What am I meditating on in my thought? In my thought, I think, I like me. Now, we say that all the time. In my thought, I say, I like me. I have beautiful skin. I have a beautiful body. I have a beautiful soul. Everything about me is beautiful and wonderful and fantastic. That's what I say. I say this all the time. Now, why do I say this and how do I say this? How do I say that I am beautiful and that I'm wonderful and that I have a beautiful skin? How can I say that? Maybe I don't. Maybe I have some disease. Oh my, what a terrible thing to have, a disease that you cannot do anything about. Maybe I go to the dermatologist, or I go to the doctors, and I go to the whomever's, and I say, help me, help me. And they all look at me and say, oh, what an ugly-looking skin. Oh, what terrible-looking skin. Oh, how sad you are. Yes. But my skin is a reflection of my thought. Now, what is my thought about? The dermatologists, the doctors, and the whoever look at my skin and they say, oh, you have this disease, or you have that problem, or you are suffering from this or that or the other thing. And they put names on it. Now, the names don't mean a thing, because quite likely the name that they put on it is a name that they're familiar with and not really the name that you have on it. Now, I suggest strongly that we say, the name I put on any disease in me, in my world that I'm experiencing, that I see around me or in myself, it's the name of my thought. Whatever thought I think, that's the name that I put on who and what I am. Whatever thought I am thinking, that's the name I'm putting on who and what I am. Now, am I going to put a bad thought name on anything that concerns me? Well, I hope to heaven, no. I'm not going to put any thoughts on me that are not beneficial to me. So, you go to your professional, and he tells you about your skin problem, And he says, it's been going around, and this is that, and that's that, and it's what you have to suffer, or if you take these pills or those pills, or if you take this medicine or that medicine, or do this exercise, that's going to help. Well, all the ointments and all the salves and all the things that we want to put on our skin are only beneficial to us if we think they're beneficial, and if we think they don't work, because they don't work quick enough, they don't work deep enough, they don't make us feel better, then we feel they don't work. And so we say, they don't work, and they don't work. We name it, and we claim it, and we tell it that the thoughts that we're thinking, the tools that we're using, the ointments that we're using, don't work. Now, they don't work primarily because the skin is a reflection of my thought. My skin is a reflection of my thought. Now, what is my skin? My skin is made up of billions, yes, billions, billions of tiny cells, billions of tiny, tiny aspects of life, all made up out of the ideal of life. Every atom in my body is ideal. Every atom that constructs my skin, the largest organ of my body, every atom that constructs my skin is whole and perfect. Now, I've chosen to gather together some of these atoms in a way that is inharmonious or that is not my choice, as seemingly not my choice, but really I'm thinking about it. And I empower them to be as a skin that is improper, a skin that is not ideal, a skin that is not the atoms doing what the original intention for those atoms is. Now, I can change my thoughts. I can say every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. I can say my skin is ideal right now. My skin is doing its ideal purpose. I return my thought about my skin to my original purity and integrity. I return my thought about my skin to my original purity and integrity. This is what the guru does sitting in the cave. He thinks of his skin as being lovely, 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 and it is. This is what these beauty cream people do, these people who sell these products and so forth, and the ointments and what have you. They think of the skin that way. I knew a entrepreneur one time who was not a very nice entrepreneur, and he and his girlfriend wanted to sell creams. They were into all sorts of things, and they were selling creams for making your hair grow beautifully, and they put this cream on their own head, and each of them had a fabulous head of hair. They each had a full head of hair, and they went out and blatantly said that cream made their hair beautiful. And that was a lie. And many people believed them, and they bought that cream, and their hair became beautiful. And many people didn't believe them, but they bought that cream, hopefully, and their hair didn't change or even became worse. We cannot go around lying because we will pay a price for it very strongly as our life goes on. Because when we live in a lie, when we live in something which is not true, when we violate the rules and regulations that operate our world, we're going to pay a heavy price. And you're paying a heavy price every time you say your skin is not good. Your skin is imperfect. Your skin is not a beautiful reflection of you. Little babies, they have the greatest skin in the world, don't they? Everyone looks at their skin and says, a baby's skin. The skin on a baby's bottom, so gentle, so perfect, so fantastic. Why don't they say the skin on a baby's face? Why don't they say the skin on a baby's shoulder, or his arm, or his hand, but they say his bottom. Because the bottom is so beautiful, so lovely. The skin is just absolutely ideal. Now, we could investigate that and think about that and come up with some interesting conclusions. just like out of sight, out of mind, and perfect. How beautiful. So we have the privilege of having the skin like a baby's bottom. We have that privilege of doing that, but it means that we think of our skin as that, as ideal, as its original purity and integrity, as its magnificence. We think of our skin as that, and as we think of it, so it is. Now, right now, my skin is a reflection of my thought. Do I have any bad areas of my skin? Is my overall skin difficult? Is anything about me difficult? We can't label it and say, I have this rash because of these thoughts. We say, I have the ideal skin because of these thoughts. My skin is my original purity and integrity. My skin is the original purity and integrity. My skin is perfect right now. Whatever we have in our life, however we name it and claim it, however we look at it, however we think about it, that's how we experience it. Now, how do you want to experience every beautiful, glorious, wonderful thing in your life? How do you want your skin to be a reflection of your thought? When people look at you, do they say, my, what beautiful thoughts you must have? Your skin is so glorious. When people look at you, do they say, what a beautiful person you are? Your skin radiates outwardly the magnificence of the person you are. We look at that guru in his cave and we think to ourselves, what a beautiful person that person is. What lovely thoughts that person must be thinking all the time. You and I, we can be thinking beautiful thoughts all the time too. We can be just as beautiful as that guru living in a cave. We can be just as perfect as that master. We can just be just as perfect as any of the cosmetic people who go around touting their products. We can be just as beautiful because they choose the beautiful people to be their sales agents. They don't choose the people who have bad skin, people who are having bad thoughts about skin. They choose people who have good thoughts. They choose that because that's what they want to represent their product. What do you want to represent the product of skin that you have on your body, that I have on my body? Good thoughts, good words, good deeds. I want to represent the skin on my body with my beautiful skin, my beautiful outpicturing of the divine within me. I am thinking beautiful thoughts all the time. I am thinking loving thoughts all the time. I am thinking joyful thoughts all the time. I'm thinking thoughts of magnificence all the time. And the more magnificent my thought is, the more beautiful is my outpicturing. People look at me and they see a glorious person. People look at me and they see a magnificent person. People look at me and they see a person who is expressing their divinity in wondrous ways. Does that make me superior to anybody else, or does that merely mean I am placing my choice on being the divine being that I am? How often we hear people say, I am only human, when they have an excuse for having a problem. Let us learn to say, not facetiously perhaps, I am only divine. The only being facetious. I am divine. And live in that recognition, I am divine. And live in that recognition that I live in my divine body, in my divine mind, in my divine being. And live a divine life. And wrap everyone in your world, starting with yourself, in your divinity. And think of everyone in your world in your divine mind, and therein there is no other recognition of anything in your world other than the divine that you are, that I am, that all is. And as I claim that and name that and know that and experience that, wow, what a life I live. The word problem disappears from my vocabulary. The word fulfillment and happiness are all that I know. The word perfection is my reality. And I live in that reality now and always because that's who I am. That's what I am. And that's all I am. And that's all I care about. Now, what do you care about? What do you think about for yourself? Do you say, my skin is a reflection of my thought, and your skin is perfect? Then how wonderful that is. Know that is true today for you, for me, and for all. And know that it is done now. My skin is a reflection of my thought, and my thought is perfect. My thought is wonderful. My thought is the ideal me. Thank you for being in my world. I love you. I love you. I love you.